Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm so honored that you're here with me and excited to jump into today's episode. So on today's episode, we are continuing our series talking about things I would be doing as a new realtor. And thanks so much. A lot of you kind of reached out, you know, over the weekend after hearing episode 500. It was really cool to kind of hear many of your stories from how you got connected to the podcast, how it helped you, how you have grown in your business. Some of you have literally been there since day one. Well, okay, that's not exactly true. Day one was like me and my wife listening to it, but as it has grown, I guess I should say it this way, some of you have gone back to day one, and I appreciate that very much. So continuing our series here on things I would be doing as a new realtor. And today we're going to talk about something that I actually really want to encourage. This is everybody, realtor, not realtor, to do a little more. And that is to celebrate the wins. Again, I really want you to celebrate the wins. And that's why I wanted to do that last week and kind of celebrate with you guys. I was kind of thinking about that episode. And I think it's very easy for all of us, myself included, to almost, you know how they say the phrase, take time to stop and smell the coffee? I think a lot of us are not smelling the coffee enough, or the flowers, or whatever it is, right? We're not great at this. As realtors, as business owners, we are always focused on what's next, the next client, the next closing, the next challenge, whatever. And I love that, right? You know, I am a hustler and I'm always building something else. I've already started, you know, since the event ended, I have done a lot of basically planning the next one, if for lack of better terms. But I think it was very important to celebrate what we had built. I think I said this, but we kind of finished the retreat, the event Monday night, and my wife picked up the kids and came back, and we originally were not going to do that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Let's kind of, it'll be a late night. It'll be an early morning at the Airbnb trying to get out in time, but let's be here. And it was really cool Tuesday morning to kind of have a moment with Val reflecting on the event and everything. It was kind of like almost everybody had left by that point who even stayed over. And we had this kind of powerful moment of connecting and celebrating the win that we did and accomplished. And a lot of that was her helping me with all the planning and whatever. So celebrating some of that, and then even letting our kids being a part of it, you know, talking about the event, even though they were, you know, not with us for most of it, all of it, basically, except Tuesday morning, kind of telling them what happened and what we did, showing them pictures, et cetera. And so here's the deal. I don't want you to hustle and forget to pause. Someone at the event, they'll know when they hear this who it was about, but I won't call them out. I basically asked them a question at some point and said, how do you want your business to look in 5 years? And they said the exact same. And I challenged that. I don't want any of you to just want to be the same. If you just want to be the same, I don't know that real estate is for you. Honestly, I don't know that entrepreneurship is for you. Go get a W-2 job where you are doing the same thing, making a couple percent higher each and every year, right? But if you're a hustler, if you're going to try and build something special, great. Real estate makes sense for you. Entrepreneurship makes sense for you. But stop and enjoy it every once in a while. Some of you have never stopped to celebrate. I'm close friends with a realtor in the Lancaster area, and she basically says, I want to be the best in my company. She will never be the best. She will never be sell the most homes in her company. And I'm not trying to be rude, but I just know people that sell a ton more homes all across the world with this company. It's physically impossible to be that agent, right? So she's so busy hustling, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and she doesn't even stop to enjoy it, right? So now let's really talk about it, because if you are a new realtor, you might be listening to this saying, wait a second, John, you just spent almost all of July and now jumping into August talking to me as a new realtor. I don't have any wins. And I'm going to talk to you about what counts as a win and redefine it here. You might think, I'll celebrate when I hit this or this. And I would just encourage you that you need to celebrate right now. You know, there's a great book, and we've talked about it on here before, by Christy Wright, who used to work for Ramsey Solutions. And her book, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance, is a very interesting book. But here's the crux of the book. I'll save you, you know, $20. The crux of the book is there are different things at different seasons, right? So the book even says like balance in our, like in our stage of life that we have with a soon to be 6-year-old and a 4.5-year-old, like balance, I'm not going to say it's a myth, but it is seasons, right? Balance in this season with young kids might not mean the house is clean all the time or the bedrooms are clean or whatever. So what does it mean? And so the book basically really more than anything is talking about this guide to balance while also saying you're going to be in seasons of balance with young kids looks different than balance as an empty nester, right? Balance for you or wins even as we kind of shift back to it, for you as a new realtor might look different than me as an Icon agent. It does. But wins can be almost anything. And if you can stop and celebrate the wins, no matter where you are at in your business, I promise you will feel a lot better. You will wake up motivated and thinking, okay, that was awesome. I did great at this. Here's how to improve, right? There are so many things I did at the event that I'm like, I would have done that differently. I would have done this differently, et cetera. But honestly, the event went great. 99.9% of it went better than I could have ever expected. So I do want to focus on things I could improve for sure. But I don't want that to be the only focus. Otherwise, you don't get to reflect. For us, we got to reflect on how we built something special and God bless it and all those different things. You can't do that if you're constantly frustrated about, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that. But I also always want you to be improving. But you can still improve and say, oh, I'll do this, this, and this, and celebrate wins. For those new realtors, a win could be you started posting your first video on social media. A win could be you hosted your first open house, even if no one came. Remember, I've talked to you about how I built my business early on was open houses. But guys, none of those people that came through the open houses ever bought a house for me. In fact, I would go so far as to boldly say, even the people I met at open houses, not one of them even responded to my text messages if I reached out. So does that mean it was a failure? No, because for me, and for those of you that are new realtors that I talk to, the kind of win from open houses is the social media proof that you're out there crushing it. And I say that in air quotes, because people will say you're crushing it when you see you are hosting open houses, right? So that's kind of the win there. All right. A win could be having those hard conversations with a client. A win could be getting through the day when you wanted to quit that day and making it through, getting to the settlement table, whatever it is. If you are showing up, that's a win. If you're being consistent, that's a win. And if you're trying your best, even when nobody is acknowledging it or clapping for you or whatever, that's a win. You know, I really, again, I said we kind of paused. It would have been very easy after the mastermind event, 20 people, whatever, meals, all these things, laughed, cried, tear, like all the things, to say, all right, next, how are we going to make it bigger and better? But I stopped. We stood there and just kind of let it sink in and enjoyed it ourselves, enjoyed it with the kids. And celebrating the wins can give you energy for what's next. Yes, I want to celebrate, but I also want to think, hey, how can I improve that, right? And celebrating, just so you know, I want to pause here. Celebrating is not just a feel-good feeling. It's not just, oh, pat yourself on the back and like pretend. It's strategic, right? When you pause to reflect on what's working and what you're winning at, you can reinforce those habits that led you there, okay? I did this and it created this success. I am capable. I am on the right track. And then it creates this belief. When you believe, oh, hey, I did do a good job of that, let's celebrate that win, it does motivate you to keep going and showing up. And when you don't celebrate, when you don't, you know, for me, right, like thank God for blessing your business, you are setting yourself up for none of this ever. The money, the whatever it is in your business, the nice car, the whatever, it will never be enough because you will always, like this friend that I really care about deeply, right, always be chasing the next thing, okay? So celebrate the wins. And here's the thing too, and I've told some of you this one-on-one, when you start to see wins or have stuff happen, even little things, it motivates you, right? 78%, guys, of people that are realtors have not sold a home in 2025, the last time I checked. So that means even if you've sold one house, you are basically in the top 20%, right? It also tells you, hey, most realtors are absolutely broke. And so if you are making good money, that is a celebration. It is, right? So, all right, how do I celebrate practically, John? That's all fine and good. I want to celebrate my wins, but how? Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I want to give you a few simple ways, right? Write down something that went well in your business every day, no matter how small. One of the things we did during the event, one of the breakout sessions, was the sticky note exercise, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, at some point. But wake up every day and just write something that you're thankful for and something you appreciate, and maybe a win you had the previous day, okay? No matter what, even if it was the crappiest day ever, you can still, there is something in that day that was good, right? Here's another one. Number two, share a win with a mentor accountability partner. Let people cheer you on. You all should have someone that you're being accountable to in your business. If you're not, you are just going to be stuck at your desk in your head. Another thing, a great win. I love this one as I kind of came up with this. Another one is review old content, right? So if you go back, you can see how far you've come. Your first reel, your first listing, whatever. If you guys want to have a good laugh, I'm not sure I should tell you this. If you want to have a good laugh, go back and listen to the first few episodes of this podcast, okay? We just hit 500, right? So episode one was January 1st, 2021. That is insane that we are however many years, 4 years into this? That's insane. But go back to that and you'll laugh because the content has improved and the quality and all that. But go back to it and listen to me talk. Guess what, guys? It literally was like a 10-minute, 20-minute run-on sentence. Because I would edit out, I record this in Audacity, I'm recording this and you can see the gaps where you stop talking. Well, what I would do when I went to edit would be remove those gaps. So I literally have 21 episodes that are 5, 10, 15 minute run-on sentences, more than normal, right? Now, again, I could delete that, no, because I want that to be a lesson to you guys that your content just improves. Mike Sherrard, Noah Ward, people that I respect who do video, their original videos that are absolute garbage are still up there. Why? Because they can go back and see how they've improved. You can go back and look and see how they've improved and it can motivate you, right? Go look at Mike's stuff now. Oh my goodness. He has an amazing system to bring agents to eXp Realty. That did not start that way, right? Practice makes... It's actually not perfect. Practice makes permanent. And so when you practice these things, you create these habits and better content. My episodes now are better than they were in January of 2021. Do you know how I know that? Because in January of 2021, I was literally recording episodes at like 11:55 p.m. for the next day at midnight. That is not a way to have great content. So, all right. Number four, create rituals, right? So maybe every closing, right? You go on a date night with your wife, you get ice cream for your kids, right? You share a moment of gratitude. That is a really cool way that you can celebrate. Put money in your 401k or whatever every time you have a closing, or give money to your church. That is a cool way to celebrate. Then you're not only winning for yourself, but your long-term family, if it's your retirement, your church or ministries you support at your church, whatever, that's something we've done that is really cool. So, and another one, kind of close it out, is save screenshots, kind messages, thank you notes, compliments, whatever they are. Have a stack. I have a stack under my desk where I'm recording this of every single thank you note I've received in the mail for the past year or two. I'll be honest with you guys, it's not that many. And that's not criticizing anyone else. It just goes to show you that I appreciate so much the people that do it. In fact, I paused really quick because I wanted to look through them. And it's cool to kind of look through them. One from a ministry partner that we started supporting a few months ago. One from Jeremy Kane when I think hit Icon or Capped or whatever, right? And he wrote me a handwritten note. One from Mike Sherrard and Louis Galt from when I went to the Atlas Alliance Summit. One from Elizabeth and Sarah, two realtors that kind of wrote me notes after a call I did in the Wolfpack, actually talking about handwritten notes. And, you know, another one actually from the guy who is my season ticket rep at the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, I spend, I don't know, whatever it is, $15,000 a year. And of course, we split them up and sell them and all that. But probably about $15,000 a year on Philly season tickets. And the tickets are great and watching the Phillies and all that. But this handwritten note from Sean is probably one of the most special things I've ever received. Why? You know, because it was handwritten and he took time to do that. So these are all things you can do. Take a picture of those. And then whenever you are feeling down or whatever it is, you can go back and see how far you've come and look at these awesome notes from people that have appreciated you. So win journal, right? Write down some wins every single day, no matter how small. Share your wins with an accountability partner. You all should have one in your business and your life. Review old content, right? Go back and see how far you've come and celebrate the growth there. Create those rituals with your family, right? Date night, ice cream, whatever. When you have a closing, right? Maybe giving to your church or whatever. And then screenshot these really impactful letters and stuff you've received. So I know that was a lot and I had a lot I wanted to share with you, but here's what I want you to understand more than anything. One of the best ways to move forward and grow is to be willing to reflect and celebrate on what you've accomplished, right? You know, go back, look 12 months ago, look at what you were working on, what felt hard, what were you hoping to do? And now look at you today. Would that version of you be proud of that version of yourself now? Chances are yes. Even if you're still on the journey, you've grown, right? Some of you might not have had your real estate license at that point. Some of you hadn't sold a house, whatever it is, right? John, a year ago, would never believe he'd have a sold out event at a, you know, Philly suite and 5,000 square foot Airbnb cabin. He wouldn't have believed it. So that's something I can always look back and grow. And guess what? When we do the second and third and fourth and fifth and 100th event, I can look back and say, holy cow, like, look where this all started in July of 2025 with that first event. So that's the power of being willing to look back. I can't wait to look back and kind of see that in the future. So here's my challenge to you this week. Go through those five things and how to celebrate practically, right? Don't just set goals, right? Celebrate the growth and the progress. Create a rhythm where you acknowledge your growth, right? And appreciate it. Because when you do, you will build belief. So many of you, if you look back, let's even say not a year, let's go 30 days. 30 days, did you even believe you'd accomplish X, Y, and Z? I still remember in May, guys, and I'm like, there's no way I'm hitting Icon. It's not happening, right? So even 30 days later, well, I had done it. When you believe in yourself, when you celebrate the wins, that's when you can build belief and momentum. And that, my friend, all of you listening to this, that's how business is done and that's how you win. It's consistent wins and celebrating them one step at a time. So thanks for being here. Go celebrate something today, big or small. You have earned it. You are working hard to grow and you should celebrate that. So thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you guys next week on the podcast. And if you ever have questions, I'm always here to support, encourage you, and help you celebrate some of those wins. So we'll talk soon. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.